You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Steve.
Indeed. There's been a big stampede for food in Morocco.
Yeah, not a very comfortable thought, that is it. But it looks like it was a crowd crush. What triggered it, they don't yet know. But I suppose that's one of the things about crowd crushes. Sometimes they just come out of nowhere. A bit of word of mouth, suddenly people are pushing, etc. But we know that 15 people at least have been killed, and around 40 people were injured in this crush. It happened in Morocco when food aid was being distributed in the town of Sidi Boulalem in Essaouira province. The aid was being handed out by a local charity. It appears word had spread about the arrival of the food aid, and there was an extra large crowd to normal, and suddenly, bang, from out of nowhere, this crush happened. Many of the victims were women and elderly people as well. But a very uncomfortable thought. We've seen crowd crushes around the world, but over aid, it just seems so awful, doesn't it?
It really does. Argentina's lost a submarine. I mean, we have, I think, three or four submarines. What's happened to theirs?
They don't know. It's somewhere out there in the South Atlantic, they think, and certainly the search is now on. It's basically, they lost communication with it. It does happen with submarines. You lose communication for all sorts of reasons, but yeah, they lost communication last Wednesday. So 5 days on, there's a crew of 44 on board, and they simply don't know where it's gone. And so now you have Argentina itself looking for it, but also five other nations joining in, including the United States, who've sent some specialist tracking equipment to look for it, with some deep-sea rescue modules as well. I mean, that's one of the problems. If the submarine's on the seabed, it makes it especially hard to find. You really do need specialist stuff. Interestingly and ironically, the Royal Navy is also involved, not so very far from the Falkland Islands. They have a patrol ship that's now joined in the search for this submarine. It has enough food, water, air for 2 weeks, but it's now, I guess, 5 days into that 2 weeks. It's entirely possible it's just a communications failure, but as each day goes by, they're getting more and more worried, and especially for the 44 guys on board.
I can imagine. And then, am I reading this right? Someone is fueling London's buses with coffee.
Yes. How's that for a neat trick? We've seen a few buses and other things fueled by the waste from chip shops, cooking oil. The only trouble with that is your buses do tend to smell like chip shops. I don't know, it's both on the one hand intoxicating, on the other hand nauseating. But yeah, from today, some of London's buses, it will only be a small number at first, are being powered by this new biofuel, which is a mixture of diesel oil and oil taken from coffee waste. Thanks to 200,000 tons of coffee waste in London every year, a company is now extracting the oil from that stuff. Although I have to say the figures aren't great. It takes 2.5 million cups of coffee to create enough biofuel to run one bus for 1 year. So it takes rather a lot of coffee to do it. But also, we could end up with a new excuse, because we're sort of prone to transport excuses in London. This could be a new one. We apologise for the latte running of this bus. It could happen.
I was going to say that there's going to be an espresso route, isn't there? Adam Gilchrist, thanks very much indeed. Well, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question, it's a voice note, and comes from Khomotso Molodzi.
Why do soldiers all the time do salutes and not do handshakes?
And that is the question from Khomotso Molodzi. To get to the answer, we spoke to Alan Sinclair, the curator at the De Tsong National Museum of Military History.
The salute comes from the days of medieval knights when soldiers wore armor and visors, helmets with visors on. In those days, a knight would lift up his visor to reveal himself as a friendly person. That then came to where the first movement of lifting up the visor was lifting the hand up to the forehead. That became the salute. So the salute is the general recognized greeting of a soldier, but all lower ranks will salute officers, all junior ranks will salute officers, and all military personnel will salute government officials of higher rank, such as presidents and cabinet officials.
That is Alan Sinclair, the curator at the De Tsong National Museum of Military History. And congratulations to you, Khomotso Molodzi, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like travelling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.